Natay, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Like you guys are saying, it's amazing to have NFL football back. We didn't quite know if we were gonna have it, but I think all fans around the US and Canada are extremely excited to have our one of our favorite games back.
Natay, let me ask you this, and we'll get into each game. The fact that there was no preseason, the fact that it was so strange for these teams to get set. Were you surprised at the quality of football, or from your view as a guy who's played it for paychecks, did you think it looked like they hadn't had any preseason games?
No, it looked fantastic. The quality of play was a lot better than I thought. Having no preseason, I thought there's going to be flags, those missed tackles. I thought it was going to be a lot of inconsistent play, but you didn't see that. There was a lot of efficiency throughout each and every game. Not a lot of penalties. You could tell these guys, these coaches, really had a plan going into this, and they executed well. Because thinking about no preseason games, you got to in football, you need kind of that live contact going against other teams to, get your groove. Because when you're facing your own guys, you're not really hitting them. You need them to play. Like, you're not going to go out and hit Alvin Kamara as hard as you could another player. You know what I mean? So I was pleasantly surprised, and it was fun to watch each and every game. Those storylines galore in every game, and the guys really stepped up. There was a lot of physical play, and I loved it.
Natea Jay with us here on Sportsnet 650. I will park my biases here for a quick second, Natea, and because I could just easily dive into the Mitch's Motown miracle, right? And Trubisky and the Bears pulling it off and starting the season as they did. But let's give some respect to all the 12s out there. Obviously, a lot of Seahawks fans here. Give me a sense of what you took away from that Seahawk win yesterday that. They knock off Atlanta 38-25. Russell Wilson, obviously, spectacular numbers, but at the same time, was that not the most Atlanta Falcons result ever when Matty Ryan throws for that many yards and has that many big performances from his receivers and still they lose by double digits?
100%, and that's precisely why I chose Matty Ryan for my fantasy team, because I knew their defense was going to be just like last year, giving up a lot of points, and he was going to have to try to bring them back each and every game, and they would be losing in the first half, but the second half they would be coming back like hound dog. So I was very happy with that result, and I think he earned me a fantasy win. But for Seattle, that was amazing. Like, they had the mantra this whole offseason, let Russ cook. And the fans were pleading, let Russ cook. And they actually came out and did that. They threw their first, I think the 12 out of 13, Russell Wilson dropped back to throw. This is what you want to see, because usually with the Seattle, they play it down to their opponent, right? They kind of come down and they don't actually put down out what exactly they want to do, but
You're
they had to
right.
plan this game. They wanted to come out and be aggressive from the start and not have these games where you're coming back and you're facing an Atlanta or you're facing a New York Jets, and you're in a dogfight and you need Russ to bail you out. So for them, this is what the fans want to see. Russell Wilson has the ability to go out there and dice teams up like he did yesterday. Like you said, he threw for 322 yards, and that's what you want to see if you're Russell Wilson. I hope they keep it up. Ron Schottenheimer, the offensive coordinator, did a fantastic job putting together a game plan, and they let Russ cook.
Yeah, Greg Olsen, a tight end who's got a lot of miles on him moves into that offense and is effective again. I tell you, would it be easy to be a receiver for Russell Wilson because
Oh
he
my
does so much
goodness.
improv? Is it easy or is it, hey, understand, I can't stop running any routes because he'll buy himself extra seconds there.
You love a quarterback like Russell Wilson because at any given time you can get the ball. You could be running a maybe a clear route where you're like the number three option, right? And some way, somehow, if the play breaks down, Russell Wilson's going to scramble around and I'm going to get found, right? So it'll be amazing, super fun to play a guy like Russell Wilson just because of his mobility, just his competitiveness. You see, after each play, he's super positive, pumping his guys up. That's the kind of guy you want to play for, and he's a winner. Even back to his college days, he's just a winner. And when you have a guy like guy like that back there, you know, you're confident. You think, you know, you always have a chance. You're always going to be in each game. And as a receiver, you see his deep balls. You see the lofty gets on those. Those are the best kind of deep balls to catch because you can run under them and it's easy to catch because it's coming right down. So Russell Wilson would be a dream quarterback to play for.
Nate, so the Seahawks next, they've got the Patriots next week on the Sunday nighters, so prime time for Russ and you know Cam Newton, who's now 1-0 with the hoodie. I want to get to the Patriots in a second, but obviously I think the game that most people were really intrigued by across the football landscape was Tom Brady's debut in Tampa. Breeze and the Saints kind of roll over the Bucks. Give me a, what's your takeaway from what you saw from the Bucs and Brady's debut in Tampa?
I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be good. It's just the no preseason really hurt them because the kind of offense that they were running there, it wasn't the air it out type of offense they've been Bruce Arians was running with Carson Palmer and Jameis Winston when they let him sit back there and bomb it deep. This was a more precision attack, and with that precision attack, you need time. You need reps. You need reps against other teams because other teams play different defenses and other people move differently. Timing wasn't there with those receivers. You could see that a couple of the interceptions. You could see that the timing was lacking, and that will come with time. They've got so many weapons. After that first drive, you were like, "Oh my God, these guys are gonna roll." It's like Tom Brady's back. Oh my God, they're gonna blow out the Saints. He's gonna look like a hero. But they got brought back to down to earth, and that's kind of the theme, right, with these games. The teams that have the continuity, the teams that are bringing the most guys back, like the Saints, they're gonna have a step ahead of teams like Tampa Bay, who have a new quarterback, and they just didn't have the time. So this year, you're gonna see that the preseason kind of hurt teams that are kind of have new coaches, new players in prominent positions like Tom Brady. But I think they're gonna be fine. The weapons, I've never seen Tom Brady have this amount of weapons, and it's gonna be fun to watch, honestly.
Now, at the flip side, as much as it's great to be the offensive coordinator with Tampa Bay, you got Tom Brady. How excited is Josh McDaniels to do something different in New England?
Oh, I feel like he's in heaven right now because he's been doing the same thing for the last 8, 9 years with Tom Brady. Now he can show what kind of offensive coordinator he is. He's got new weapons. He's got Cam Newton, who he can put in the run game and have success there, and put in the pass game. And it's just so many different dimensions that you can explore, and so many different things you can do. That's what you want in an offensive coordinator. I mean, he has a Ferrari now, and he can change gears at will. I don't want to say Tom Brady was a Toyota Corolla or anything because he was reliable for a lot of years, but there's only so much you could do with a car like that. But he's got a Ferrari now, and I think he's going to max it out to the full extent. You saw him do a lot. The only concerning part, you saw Cam Newton do a lot in the running game, and he's had injuries in the past. He's had the ankle, he's had the shoulder, and as the season wears on, you want to see how he kind of is able to avoid those bigger hits. But it's they're off to an exciting start, and I know Josh McDaniels, he's got to be ecstatic.
Should also
Tom
point
Brady
out
has no idea what a Toyota Corolla is. Tom Brady doesn't
that
even know. He doesn't even know what a Toyota is,
did you not see
let
Jesus
alone
Corps
drive
last
a
year?
Toyota Corolla.
Those are gremlins. Nate, tell me this. You look at, I mean, you're obviously, and we won't hold it against you, the fact that you're a receiver in the CFL having played for Edmonton. So we'll get Lions fans to hate on you immediately when they hear that as well. But tell me this, man. Because you're a receiver, I want to poke the bear at you and kind of fire you up on this. What did you make of that late game play last night that ultimately cost the Cowboys? The Gallup called for the PI on Jalen Ramsey. Was that just a total sell job on Ramsey? Like, I thought that was a bad call. How did you see it?
Yeah, that honestly, when I saw it at firsthand, and I was like, oh man, they're gonna call this back because you see the flag go up immediately, and you see Jalen Ramsey kind of jerk back. And I was like, man, am I watching the NBA or the NFL? I thought it was the NFL. And I was so excited because all day you're watching hitting, and you get used to watching the NBA basketball, and now you get all these flails and things of that nature. But then I seen the same thing by Jalen Ramsey, and I think he did a great job selling that call, but that was such a weak call. I mean, I wish they still had the chance to review it because that may have gotten overturned. He really put his hand on his shoulder. He didn't push to the extent that Jalen Ramsey sold it. I think you got to let them play in that stage of the game and let it play out. I think the refs, you got to swallow the whistle at that point. That wasn't enough to throw Jalen Ramsey off course. Gallup did he did what you're taught to do, but as a receiver, you are taught to do that a little bit lower, so you hide the view. You kind of hide your hands from the ref. The fact that he did it so high on the shoulder plate there, it was in plain sight, and Jalen Ramsey was able to sell it. But if he does that on the hip, he's not able to sell it to that extent, and he probably gets away with it. But I wish he would let him play, because that ending was, you know, coming out to be something crazy. So I was kind of disappointed there, and I wish the refs would have let that play.
I completely agree with you. But I go, okay, Jalen Ramsey is one of the best. He's paid for it now. And now refs will know, because that's your thought process was exactly like mine. That was a flop. And I've never seen a flop orchestrated by a DB going, wow, right, that's really good. Like, you actually moved your hips forward, bent back like you'd just been pushed by the Hulk. And good on you if you can do that in full stride. But I bet you there's NFL officials going, okay, keep an eye out for Ramsey, man, because this guy's going to sell it in a big way as they move forward. Right. But
then the NBA dudes are watching like, oh, my God, that looks familiar.
Yeah. Now, that being said, a lot of people thought that maybe San Francisco would have a little bit of a hangover. How much DeAndre Hopkins goes for 14 catches and 151. How excited do you think he is to be with a young offense in Arizona to get that much attention?
Oh my goodness, I think he's ecstatic. You know, you look at his track record as his quarterbacks in Houston, and he has been putting together all pro seasons with, you know, pretty much no one back there except for Deshaun Watson the last couple of years. But, you know, before that, he's had the Brock Osweilers of the world and quarterbacks like that, and he was still dominating. But to have a guy like Kyler Murray, who's coming into his own and towards the back half of last year was starting to look like his college days, he's in heaven right now. And to see the mess in Houston still going on, I think as a player, you know, you kind of check what your old team is doing a little bit, and for them to lose and for him to win, he's like, okay, this is working out the right way. And he just finalized, I think he's the highest paid non-quarterback right now. So life is good for B-Hop right now. He's on cloud nine, balling with K1. And I think that's a great fit for him.
All right, just stroke my ego here and tell me how awesome that comeback was in Detroit yesterday for the Bears. Come on, Mateo.
Yeah, we talked a little bit before, and I made sure to keep an eye on that. And I was ready to come here and tell you, man, I told you about Mitch, and he was right for about three quarters. Then it looked like regular Mitch, but then something happened. Untimely interceptions by Matt Stafford. Brought him back in the game and gave him a chance. And I'll give it to Mitch. He made the most of it when it counted. He made some terrific throws. I know the fade ball to Jimmy Graham, and then a deep ball to Miller on the sideline there for the touchdown, game winning touchdown. I thought he played well down the stretch. Now, you would love to see that for the whole game. That's his next step, because he goes through droughts where he looks like, you know, one of the best quarterbacks. He looks like, you know, his draft status where he was drafted before Mahomes and before Watson. Then there are other times you're like, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. Like, you know, after the play is drawn up and he takes his three-step drop, if not the first option isn't there, he's looking around like, okay, what now? And as an NFL quarterback, you kind of, it's not, that's not efficient football, and that's not how you're going to get the job done. And you like to see him take the next step. And I know they brought in Foles to kind of light that fire under his butt. And, you know, I think it's this first win will do a lot for his confidence, but I want to see this continue. I'm not ready to jump on the Mitch bandwagon just yet, but 1-0 is 1-0, no matter how you
1-0
get
it. 1-0 is 1-0. Exactly. Exactly.
Quickly before we go, we get two games tonight. I am a big Ben Roethlisberger fan in a sense that I think he's got something to prove. Is that Pittsburgh football team going to surprise some people with how well they might be?
I don't think they're going to surprise anyone. That defense was stout last year, and
they had no quarterback.
Yeah, they were in every single game with Duck Hodges at quarterback. You know what I mean? So I think I don't think they're going to surprise anyone. Ben Roethlisberger, you've seen the transformation his body went through. I think he is motivated. I think he, took the time away from the game. I think he missed the game and he's ready to prove people wrong. That Pittsburgh team is going to be a force this year. I think they got a Canadian dude, Chase Claypool. You guys know him well. He is a baller, guys, and he adds another dimension to their team that they haven't had. They've got, kind of smaller receivers, and they've been doing well with that. But he, with Ben Roethlisberger able to, scramble around back there and make things happen, and I see a big year for him, along with Juju Smith-Schuster. He's trying to have a bounce back season. He was in trade talks, so when that stuff like that starts happening, you got a lot of people on that offense that are looking to are motivated and looking to have a bounce back year. I think that's going to be huge this year. That defense is going to be that defense. They are fun to watch. They fly around J.J. Watt, Bud Dupree, Hayden back there in the secondary. They're going to bring it every single week. And I think Ben is what they were missing last year. And I think they're going to convert a lot of those close games to wins. And I don't think they're going to surprise anyone. I think that this is going to be a good season for Pittsburgh.
Natay, thanks for doing this. Appreciate you doing this bright and early this morning. And again, like I said, we won't hold it against you that you play for Edmonton. But nice perspective this morning. All right.
And even the fact that after the show is over, I'm going for a drive in my Corolla. But it is what it is. You just call it.
Hey,
a car's a car.
I compare that to Tom Brady. Reliable. It can run for 20 years and still look like it's in its first year. So that's what I was going for. And I'm sorry Tom doesn't know what that car is, but that is a reliable car.
There goes your Toyota endorsement. There you go. Nice job. Thanks,
There he
Natay.
is, Natay
Oh, no problem.
Ajay,
Thanks, guys.
joining
Talk to
us.
you soon.
Yeah, great job, man.